Problems began to emerge more than 10 years ago with the deployment of 1.6 million U.S. soldiers to Afghanistan. Exposed to prolonged combat and multiple tours of duty, escalating with war being declared on Iraq in the winter of 2003. According to a 2009 study published in the American Journal of Public Health, 40% of returning U.S. soldiers seeking mental health treatment were suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, 3 years later, the U.S. Veterans Health Administration announced ambitious plans to expand mental health care services to them. Dr. Tina McLean is Associate Chief of Staff for Mental Health Services at the Central Arkansas Veterans Healthcare System. It's a dual campus facility in Little Rock and North Little Rock. And the Central Arkansas system, like others around this state, is seeing a surge of vets seeking help.
Yes, between 2005 and today, we have seen about roughly a 40% increase in the number of veterans served in mental health settings here in Central Arkansas. We have gone from about 9,000 unique veterans served in mental health services up to approximately 15,000 for fiscal year 2011. Those services within mental health range anything from general outpatient medication management to intensive case management services for veterans with serious mental illness to services getting homeless veterans back into housing. So we offer a broad range of services to those 15,000 veterans.
Citing one anonymous case of a female Iraq War veteran, Dr. McLean illustrates just how much effort is needed to help just one veteran.
She enrolled in services both in our general mental health clinic, where she received treatment for some trauma that she had suffered while in the military, but she also enrolled in our homeless veterans program. And by working with staff both in our clinic areas and in our homeless programs, was able to get her PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, symptoms under control, as well as identify opportunities to get her into herself and her son into housing.
And along with Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans, Dr. McLean points to another population in need.
As our Vietnam-era veterans are reaching retirement age, they are starting to recognize some of these mental health symptoms that previously they had, for example, had a very busy job that sort of distracted them from some of the emotional distress that they had been experiencing or would have been experiencing. And when they're retiring from work, they are oftentimes finding themselves with more time on their hands, and some of those symptoms are becoming more prominent.
So to meet demand, the Central Arkansas Veterans Health System is increasing staff and support services.
Oh, yes. We're very excited to be awarded 18 positions for the clinical mental health services here at Central Arkansas Veterans Healthcare System. 15 of those 18 positions that were awarded are for clinical staff. Three are for support staff or clerical staff. We were awarded a variety of mental health professionals. We were awarded psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, nurses, to provide really the best range of services that we can to the veterans that we serve. The awarded positions are going to primarily support our general outpatient mental health clinic, as well as our mental health services in our outlying community-based outpatient clinics. Central Arkansas Veterans Healthcare System has 8 community-based outpatient clinics throughout the state, from Mountain Home to MENA, and we have mental health professionals in all 8 of those clinics. One thing that we know is that rural veterans oftentimes are the most challenged when it comes to accessing mental health care, and so we were very excited to be able to expand our mental health staffing in our community-based clinics in rural areas.
Vietnam vets and others living in western and northwest Arkansas can drop by the Veterans Health Care System of the Ozarks to make an appointment. Susan Hansen is a health system specialist public affairs officer. Hansen spoke from a second floor office located on the forested VA Medical Center campus on College Avenue, originally known as Watermelon Hill.
The mental health care at the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks here in Fayetteville has approximately 80 positions. 67 of those are clinical and 13 are support, so administrative functions, so secretaries, clerks, things of that nature. And with this new initiative, we're going to be hiring 25 additional positions. 21 of those positions will be clinical, so they will provide direct patient care, and the other four will provide administrative support. So again, the clinical, the clerical, the admin side of the house.
The expansion will affect both inpatient and outpatient services.
So we're going to hire psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, nurses, counselors. So we're going to, the treatment is going to focus on, it'll depend. We'll do some group treatment. We'll also do some one-to-one treatment. The counseling and evidence-based treatments will really focus on talk therapy, which is geared towards post-traumatic stress and reintegration. And we're also going to be adding a new program, which is marriage and family therapy. So we'll be able to have the veteran and their spouse and family members, depending on their situation, you know, we can do customized treatment for them.
The Ozarks VA is also seeing more veterans who've served multiple times over long periods.
The veterans we're seeing that are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, so they're considered the Operation Enduring Freedom, Operation Iraqi Freedom, and Operation New Dawn veterans. So we call them the OEF, OIF, OND veterans because we like our acronyms here. And so we're noticing that the combat, the theater combats have changed. And so there's really no front line. Everywhere is the front line. So we're seeing a lot more veterans come back who have post-traumatic stress, who have TBI, which is traumatic brain injury. So they have physical injuries to their brain that need to be healed and treated. We're seeing just an increase overall in the amount of mental health and the acuity of the veterans coming back.
That's why VA facilities across the country are increasing staff.
So nationally, on April 19th, the VA announced that we would add approximately 1,600 mental health clinicians across the system. So there's 152 hospitals. So this is everywhere from Maine to Alaska to Texas, Arkansas, and everywhere in between. And this is in addition to the existing workforce of about 20,590 mental health clinical staff. So we're really trying to ramp up to provide enhanced access for veterans, particularly those coming back from the recent conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan.
And along with the Central VA health system, the Ozarks VA is seeing demand rise.
Just Fayetteville. In 2009, we saw just over 4,000 unique veterans in our mental health care clinic for approximately 31,097 outpatient visits. In 2010, that number increased to 4,105 unique veterans for approximately 40,600 outpatient visits. And last year, for fiscal year 2011, we saw 4,345 individual veterans for approximately 42,000, almost 42,150 encounters, outpatient visits.
Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks Mental Health Care Facilities are located on the main campus in Fayetteville, near North and Woolsey Streets, behind the main hospital. And Dr. Tina McClain, Associate Chief of Staff for Mental Health Services at the Central Arkansas VA in Little Rock, encourages veterans who need help to get help.
Just to encourage our veterans to come in and talk with someone, see what we have to offer. If you are uncomfortable being seen in a mental health clinic, we also have some ability to provide some services in our primary care clinics. We now have some mental health professionals integrated into our primary care clinics. So please don't hesitate to seek help. We have a lot to offer and want to be there to provide those services to any veteran who needs them.
Veterans Health Administration anticipates a majority of new hires nationwide to be selected within approximately 6 months, and the most hard-to-fill positions filled by the end of the second quarter of fiscal year 2013. This summer, the Department of Veterans Affairs has set a goal to conduct more than 200,000 clinic-based telemental health consultations via secure video teleconferencing, especially for vets in outlying communities. And to reach out to more vets, the VA has deployed a Coaching into Care call center to provide assistance to family members and friends trying to encourage their veteran to seek health care for possible readjustment and mental health issues. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.